Hello again. This is Dr. Dinah Schwartzbein. I hope you're finding Menopause Minutes to be helpful. Today's topic is, where oh where did my waistline go, or midsection fat weight gain in menopause? You know, in other words, that new tummy and the loss of your waistline. Fat weight gain around the midsection is something that normally occurs in many women around the time of menopause. Please note that I said normally, not inevitably. Understandably, this new tummy makes women very unhappy. Adding injury to insult, it has been clinically proven that midsection fat increases a woman's risk for breast cancer, heart attacks, type 2 diabetes, Alzheimer's dementia, and high blood pressure, as well as abnormally high cholesterol levels. In response to this midsection fat weight gain, women are typically advised by their physicians to lose weight. They are told to modify their diet, increase exercise, or both. Sound familiar to you? Have you tried to lose your new tummy by changing how you eat and exercise? Are you frustrated and resigned because you have tried everything and it hasn't worked? Well, the reason it hasn't worked is not because you haven't given it your all. It's because the advice is wrong. It misunderstands the physiology underlying your newly acquired fat. The truth is, you will never permanently get rid of this type of fat weight by decreasing caloric intake or increasing the amount of exercise you do. You could lose it for a few months, for a few years, but it will always come back. In fact, decreasing calories or increasing exercise actually makes this type of fat weight gain worse because these weight loss methods cause further hormone imbalances. In simplest terms, your new midsection fat weight gain is caused by your body's response to your menopause, not by how much you eat or exercise. Therefore, the only way to counter this type of fat weight gain is to properly treat your menopause. To put this in perspective for you, let's start by understanding the physiology of fat. Why menopause triggers weight gain around the middle. As I've said before, menopause is the permanent loss of your sex hormone system. It is the time in your life when your body is no longer able to produce adequate levels of the sex hormones estradiol and progesterone. As I've also explained, think back to the last of my menopause minutes, these hormones play a number of important roles in your body. They affect memory and mood because they are neurotransmitters, and they affect the levels of other neurotransmitters. Another topic for future menopause minutes. They help your immune system to work by modulating the inflammation that occurs in your body. They also are important in regulating digestion. In addition, balanced sex hormone levels affect the body's ability to respond to insulin, improving insulin sensitivity. This helps you rebuild and repair tissue. Because of their importance in performing these numerous critical functions, when you lose the ability to produce sufficient estradiol and progesterone, your body looks for other ways to make them, especially estradiol. Production of more progesterone is not as critical an issue as is the production of more estradiol because your adrenal glands are a secondary source of progesterone production. At any given moment, the levels of progesterone in your body are at least 1,000 times that of the levels of estradiol. Unlike the production of estradiol by the ovaries that usually ends up at zero, the production of progesterone from the adrenal glands is potentially lifelong. So the loss of the sex hormone system is really more about the loss of estradiol than it is about the loss of progesterone. So what's the connection between fat cells and estradiol production? Well, as you've heard me say, and will hear me say repeatedly, all of the systems and subsystems of your body are interrelated and interdependent. When one system or subsystem is compromised or out of balance, the other systems and subsystems of the body try to compensate for this imbalance. Fat production due to low levels of estradiol is a great example of this. Unfortunately, there's not enough time to accurately explain the science here. But suffice it to say, through a number of processes that involve other hormones such as insulin, ACTH, and the stress hormones adrenaline, cortisol, and DHEA, the body works to produce more estradiol. It does so by producing another type of estrogen called estrone that can then be converted to estradiol. The production of estrone by conversion of DHEA occurs in fat cells. So to enable this conversion, the body produces more midsection fat. Again, please remember this is a very simplified explanation of a very complex process, but the point remains. Your midsection fat weight gain is caused by your body's stress response to insufficient amounts of estradiol. And here's the bad news. Despite all the physiologic magic that takes place among all of these hormones and hormone systems, the body still cannot produce the amount of estradiol you need to stay healthy. You still have a hormone imbalance in menopause and a new tummy. So if you understand the relationship between midsection fat weight and your sex hormone levels, then you also understand that getting rid of your newly acquired midsection fat is not just a function of diet and exercise. The fat weight gain is going to happen regardless of how little you eat and how much you exercise. In fact, if you overexercise or undereat, it can actually make things worse. That said, proper diet and exercise are extremely important to your health and metabolic balance. In the case of menopause, you must also restore your sex hormones. By doing so, the body no longer needs to build fat in order to produce estrone to convert to estradiol. So how do you restore your missing sex hormones? Well, the only way to effectively and safely restore your missing sex hormones is with supplemental bioidentical estradiol and progesterone administered in a bioequivalent manner through a protocol known as hormone balancing therapy, or HBTX. Well, that's the skinny on fat. Next time, we'll talk about the dangers of continuous combined therapy, taking progesterone all month long, that is. Until then, be good to yourself.